Town of Bruley Committee meeting for Monday, March 1st, 2021. Mr. Niesler, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Tassin?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your packets, you got the meeting minutes for February 8th, 2021. If you have any changes or see any additions or subtractions we need to do, let us know.
Ask Tom to make sure we have the right sequence for that motion. I think we got the right sequence.
Oh, under the resolutions? Yeah, I think that's correct. But we'll look at it and if we come up with something. All right, committee reports, Public Works. I'll read a report for February 2021. Total rainfall, we had 5 rain events and an ice event, believe it or not, for a total of 5.8 inches. No drainage issues were reported. 4 skate alarms due to a power outage at 4 lift stations during the ice storm. No difficulty in keeping the stations operational. Street overlay process. Project has started the bid process. We repaired a sewer drain issue at 811 East Main. No personnel incidents to report. 2 out of compliance tests at our treatment facility. Both have been reported and adjustments were made. Our welcome sign on the south side of the town has been installed. If you get a chance, take a look at it. We need a little cleaning up to do around it, but we're going to let it rain first. And Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for the week of March the 8th. Extra pickup will be March 26th. And while we're talking about pickup, the parish is in the process of picking up brush from the ice storm currently. I know they picked up St. Francis Street and a couple other places in Bruley, so that's who's out picking up from the storm. Yes. So that's what I was told. We're not paying for it, so.
So no other incidents with the ice storm as far as maintenance?
Nope. Everything went really smooth other than electricity for 2 days out in the back part of town.
We lost electricity at Live Oak West Station. The big generator kicked on, but lo and behold, our transfer switch was frozen. So it never threw the power over. We had to go break it loose, and then it threw the power to the pumps.
Small things that we don't think about in here.
No problem.
Yep. So, and thank goodness for the generator. It ran for 2 solid days back there, so that helped us out a bunch.
Mayor.
Yes.
I'm an Entergy retiree, and I think Entergy is a great company. And I saw it on the news that it's being discussed, but if you enter any discussions with this past outing, leave it setting aside how long it took the power to get back. I think they do a great job. But the communication fell apart. The app was useless. It showed people that had electricity that didn't, people that didn't have electricity. You'd go on the app and they'd say, put in STAT, they would say, arrive. You know, I mean, it's like, and, you know, they used to send texts out, says you lost power at your residence, and then, you know, when you got it back, it said restored. I used to get texts when I was out of state, you know, it said you power went out at your house. All that fell apart. And I know somebody at the Public Service Commission raked it, the president over the coals, but if you go to a meeting, to me, that's the part that was very disappointing with the communication.
Right.
I still say that the line people do a great job. I don't have any reason to believe they didn't before. Communication fell apart.
I was going to go over that in my mayor's report, but since you brought it up, we'll go over it here. So, I was on the phone with the line people, and just to quote them, even the line people didn't have the map that you have, and their map was down showing where outages were. It was a total mess up. So yes, I agree with you 100%. I do plan on meeting with Cherie Osberry as soon as I can. I doubt she can meet today or tomorrow or maybe even this week. But I was in touch with them the whole way through. The unfortunate thing for all you guys in the back was they started the blackout right when they were about to turn on everybody's power. That was at 6:45.
Okay.
They were about to start flipping power back in the back.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The lineman called me and said at 7 o'clock they got blackout notice, and they had no idea how long the blackout was going to be, so they went home. That's why your power didn't come on until 7 o'clock the next morning. It made it look bad because it almost acted like, okay, we're done for the day. We're going to take the rest of the day off and leave these people without power. That is not what happened.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Those people were there to turn power on. As a matter of fact, they got North Lebove up and running right before the blackout came. So they left that night. So that kind of explains on what happened that night.
Well, after the repairs are done, you know, a line truck, an Entergy truck, not a contractor, has to ride the lines and make sure all the breakers, you know, that there's no other problems before they close the main, the break into your area. And they did that like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I kept telling my wife, and everyone, oh, it's about to come on, it's about to come on. That explains why it did come on, because of the blackout caused.
That's it.
Okay.
So that's what happened. It looked really bad because they were about to turn it on. But anyway, I'm the same way. I was kept in the cold until I took initiative and went and found somebody that would talk to me. So I'm not real happy with Entergy either. And I'll report back what I find out from them.
I repeat myself. I don't think the repairs were the problem. I think the communication.
Absolutely.
You just know. Like 2 days from now, you're going to be out. That's fine, because you know, I got kids that live in the area. I got other things I can do, but, you know, it was horrible.
Yep. I agree with you 100%. All right. Shane discussed municipal water pollution prevention audit. You want to just give us a brief briefing on this?
Sure. The MWPP, or what Scott just said, the municipal water pollution prevention audit, is something that every owner of a sewer facility has someone to present to the owners. You, the council, are the owners of the sewer system. So what we do is we have a form submitted by DEQ, and we fill out all the data, and it's straight from our test results that we do twice a week. And we download it into this form, and it's for your review. Y'all make a resolution on it every year to accept it, and all it is me telling y'all that our sewer is in bad shape, good shape, or great shape. And y'all look at it, and we're in good shape. There's no doubt about it. But I wanted to tell y'all, if y'all have any questions after y'all review it, you're more than welcome to call me, and we can go over it. I don't know if y'all have copies of it in your packet, but
we didn't make them for the packet.
It's 17 pages long,
but
filled with data. That is not guesswork. It's submitted from the test results, and gives you an idea how we handle the sewage facility.
We can get you a copy of it if you want to pack one.
Yeah.
Email Shane or myself or Blaine, and we'll get it.
DEQ does not require us to send it to them. They require us to send it to y'all. And if they ever come over here and audit, that's one of the things they ask for. And the one time I was audited while I was here, we had it, and we presented it, so we got a big check mark in that box.
Yep.
So it's something we have to do. Addis has to do it. Port Allen has to do it. Everybody has to do it. So,
we'll look at that resolution on Monday night next week.
Okay. Any questions, y'all, let me know. One other thing that I want to share with y'all, this is some data that I took from the sewer plant. That's on the far left. On the top is 2019, when we started tracking gallons that go through our facility. We have a flow meter that reads every 5 minutes. And I take that and I compile it to the day, and then I take it and do it for the month. If you look at our design flow is 700,000 gallons a day, which is 0.7. If you're looking at third column at GPD, gallons per day, it's 0.67. That means 673,000 gallons went through in January of 19. Our sewer plant was at 96% capacity at that point. If you go down, you can see how the less rain we had and the water level maybe dropped in the Parish Canal, the better the flow got. But in 2019, if y'all remember, the river was high the whole year. The parish canal was high the whole year, and we had a pretty rainy season. It never got below 50% of its capacity in 2019. When you look at 2020, last year, we exceeded it in February because the river was still up and we had a very rainy month. We were at 108% capacity. There's no penalty against that. It's just you got to treat it with more chlorine. You got to do things right. But as you see, there's a water drop. The Mississippi River dropped. The Parish Canal dropped. It went on down. It got down into the 30s back in the fall. September, October, November, very dry months. Everything bottomed out. The flow was minimal. But it's just like Roy's been telling us for years, that the tidal flow, the Mississippi River, all that, that water has to go somewhere. If it's up, it's not going to come out there very good. But
with time, if you start exceeding that effluent limit too much, they're going to ding you and make improvements. Now, y'all have done extensive amount of research with sewer smoke testing and flood. You got an infiltration problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can see how low it gets in the summer. That's what your average sewer would be if it was just residential sewer being flushed and put into the system. You got holes in the system somewhere, just letting high water table in.
In 2019, that very top number, top right, 74%. We ran at 74% capacity in 19, and last year we had 70%. So we're well within our means. Any kind of improvements in the town, we'll be able to handle. But when those wet months come, it's tough on us. I just wanted to elaborate on that a little bit. If you got any questions, just let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Shane.
All right.
All right, number three, we put this here because we didn't know where to put it. We don't have ordinances on our committee report. So discuss small cell ordinance. I emailed you guys a copy of what Tom presented to us. In your packet is a copy of what the AT&T lawyer sent back to us with some suggested changes. Tom and I talked about it today, and I think what we probably going to end up doing is coming up with our own and not even look at these changes, Tom, except maybe a couple of them?
Maybe a couple of them. The first couple that talk about the Code of Federal Regulations, adding the or not more than 10%, whichever is greater. I got this late this afternoon, so I haven't really. It was 4 o'clock by the time I got it. I sent it to Blaine. Made sure we printed it so y'all would have AT&T attorney's comments on it. I replied to him that I was a little mystified by their comments saying that some of the provisions were discriminatory. Because I took the parish ordinance that the parish adopted December of last year, so barely 2.5 months ago, and changed that the parish adopted their ordinance on small cell facilities for the unincorporated areas of the parish, obviously. Control what happens in the municipalities. I took what they did, changed parish to town, actually added a GIS provision that was recommended that we add in there. AT&T didn't comment about that, but they did comment about the GIS provision that was in the parish ordinance that was sort of adopted to months ago. So right before I got on the phone, I had to leave a message for Karen White, the lead counsel for the LMA, Louisiana Municipal Association, to see if they had a model ordinance. She replied back to me right before I left at 4:15 and said she sent me what they had, said they had worked out one with Cox last year and that they had wanted to send it to AT&T, and AT&T said, "We're not Cox." So I have not had the chance to take a look at what she sent me and compare it to what the parish passed, and which is what we're proposing to adopt here. I'll do that this week, and if I have any additional changes, Mayor, I'll make it and send it to you.
We'll get them to everybody.
I don't anticipate making any big changes, because even the GIS provision that I got was out of an adopted ordinance for the Ascension Parish, which is a lot bigger than us. So these are, if AT&T doesn't want to work with the LMA to come up with a model ordinance,
we'll just do our, do what we can do. Yep. And if you guys have anything that you suggest for the ordinance, get with Tom and let us know.
Yeah. I just had a couple of questions. Are they going to be here to answer any questions in the future?
We can definitely try to get them here.
We can try to get them
on Monday night.
You know, really, they're only one. They're not the only ones providing small cell facilities.
Yeah. Well, this is for our,
this is an ordinance. This is not an agreement.
This is an ordinance that covers public right of way, and public right of way in the town of Brule is a very small percentage of the land in the town of Brule. And in other areas, I've seen some industrial and commercial private lands where these towers is wanted down in Tigerland. It's one of the big ones. But my question is, if they're ever going to be a need to put in any zoning, which they're not permitted now, it's not addressed in zoning, we may need to change our zoning ordinance to show a zone like industrial where they would be permitted
This is for small ones. We don't even have, and the parish hasn't adopted, even though they've reserved there. If you see it here, I reserved the first section, but we don't have any provisions. The parish doesn't have any. We don't have any areas that are non-residential other than across the street
right there
here by the shopping center that would be suitable under federal regulations to allow me to put up a big tower.
Yeah.
That's the only piece of land that would even be susceptible.
And how many of these towers would be sufficient to cover the town of Brule? How close are they?
I think it's a fallacy to call them towers. What they're looking at is put something on telephone poles.
Current poles.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
but are they going to be on every other telephone pole or
no?
One
initially, they want two.
Yeah.
Huh?
Initially, they want two. They want
two
one
in the town,
one by the high school, and one by Hebert Street.
Okay.
And the one on Hebert Street will be in the right of way. And then that one may be on a current pole. I think the one by the high school, they're going to put a new pole in, right, Blaine?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just have to pass that ordinance. So.
Yeah, we got to have some kind of control of the process. We got to pass an ordinance. I'm sure they're going to. It doesn't believe
that. Right now, they're only anticipating the end right of ways.
Right. That's the way I understand it.
This is only in right of way.
Yeah, only in right of way.
Which is a very small percentage of our land. The greatest percentage is privately owned properties.
That's a good point, Don. So does that mean that we should have some type of prohibition for them going elsewhere? And should we state such? I mean,
right now, in terms of private lands, they're not permitted in our permitted uses in the zoning ordinance, so they can't go anywhere right now. We would have to either add a permitted use to one or two of our classifications to allow them on private lands now, so they can't go there now.
So they're prohibited now.
I just bring up the question.
I don't even think we want to go there. If that's something that they want to come to us in the future and say we want to locate them, we can look at it at that time. But now, we want to try to keep them in our rights of way. And this will control their permitting to keep them in our right of way.
Yeah.
Now, the one at the high school is not in the right of way. They actually have a lease agreement going on with the school board right now to provide on their property, so it wouldn't die.
And is it going to be in the parish's part of
school board property?
School board property, okay.
And if it's on a telephone pole, which we don't own either, but it's in our right of way, we still get the $270 annually for.
That's correct.
Yeah,
per cell.
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to check on that. Let me check on that.
The $500 initially up to the first five,
right.
$500 for the per meeting fee, and then it's $100 for each one after that, which five more would be another $500. So, I mean, it's the same, you know.
$100
a piece, basically.
Yeah. I'll try to get him here so we can talk to him and get some answers.
But they don't anticipate in any private, then, you know, I don't have a problem.
Well, if you remember right, he was here last time. They put some up on right-of-ways in Shenandoah in Baton Rouge and took them down right quick because a lot of people had a lot of problems.
They didn't like the color of them.
They put poles up right in the middle of people's yards. They didn't put them on existing poles, and that caused a lot of controversy, so they backed out on that. And I think that's why they're just pushing right-of-ways right now here for this ordinance and not...
I think we'd want uniform colors throughout, too, but if you're only talking about two or three...
He's only talking about two right now.
Yeah.
Scott, I just wanted to mention that Toby Cruger in my office has set something up with Shane, I think you, to start talking about the drainage analysis. The model's set up. He's made a run manual, so talk about what runs you want and what if. So.
Perfect. We're going to do that this week, right, Shane?
Correct.
Okay.
That's the Ventura area, right?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else on the Public Works?
I got a comment under Public Works. I don't know if this is where it goes or if it's applicable, but I noticed on North LaBove, right where Miss Rosemary Babin's home is, there's a white oak that is dead, apparently. If you look at the base of it, it's almost hollow throughout. There's a telephone or some type of communication of power. It's close to the road. Is that a responsibility of the town? It's just a matter. It's not when. I mean, it's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
That's across the street from her house, huh?
It's right on the edge of the road of her home.
It's on her property?
Well, is it in the right of way or not? I don't know.
Yeah, but they got one on across the street right there, too, that's in bad shape.
Even if it's in the right of way, it's property.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't want. Yeah. There's a lot of people, of course, that travel there, and you see a lot of kids. And either A, it's going to fall, it's going to take out power, it's going to block ingress and egress out of Orleans Quarters. It's in that bad a shape, I think.
Tom, are you sure about that? In the right of way or the servitude? In the right of way, the town owns the right of way.
Town owns the right of way now. If it's in the servitude, yeah. You're right.
We'll check on that, Shane. Let's look at that tree and see where it's at.
We have that inventory from when we had to set up for Tree City. The Forestry Department, Southern University, did an inventory, identified which trees were on the right of way,
really?
Which were on property.
I haven't seen that.
That was in 2004 or 2005, so it's probably in your computer.
If it's that old, if you could dig that up, I'd like to take a look.
Yeah, let's look and see. I mean, if it's that big of a hazard and it's ours, I mean, we'll have to do it.
I would like for someone to at least put their eyes on it. Shane, maybe tomorrow at least.
Sure.
You can't miss it.
Hey, Rosemary said she needed some firewood.
You know where to find that inventory thing? I think you and I had looked at it.
What's the lady's name?
Rosemary Babin.
Okay.
Rosemary Saradette Babin.
Saradette Babin.
And don't waste your time calling the insurance company. Let them call.
That's right.
They're not the tree business at all. Let them call or cut it down yourself.
All right. Planning and zoning. In your package, we got the minutes from the planning and zoning meeting on February 24th. One of the items for rezoning we don't have on the agenda. For some reason, when Westside Journal didn't run our ad, so we could not put it on the agenda. So we were going to move to the next item, which would be discuss variance request for Joseph Richardson, 2120 Ori Drive. non-compliant section 120-145-3, R1 single-family residential side depth to reduce the side setback from 10 to 7 to build an accessory structure. Have a map or anything? Hey, you want to step on up right here?
So I just recently brought a metal shed. It's on skids. I didn't know that I needed a permit for it because it wasn't being built on property. But then I talked to Mr. Saradet and he told me I did need a permit. And then he kind of explained that it needed to be 10 feet from the neighbor's property. I have a real small yard. I didn't realize at first that it had to be 10 feet from each neighbor's property. So then he told me about the zoning meeting, and I got a letter from my neighbor that is 7 feet from. She's okay with it.
That's in.
Oh, isn't it? Right.
Okay, so you just need to put it 7 feet from her property line.
Yeah.
Any questions on that?
Yeah,
and it did come out favorably from the planning commission. So
we recommend that you accept it.
Any questions? All right, we'll take it up on Monday night for a vote.
All right. And do I have to be here Monday night?
I don't think so, but I mean, it's up to you. We'd like to have people here.
I got to work, so okay. I wanted to see if y'all can do like a Zoom call or something.
I mean, you don't have to be here. I think if anybody had questions, they would ask you now, right? Anybody have any questions for them? Yeah. I think you'd be okay.
Thanks.
All right, in your packet we have the Finance Committee. We got February bills. Questions, let us know on that. Personnel Committee, discuss new hire for Police Department.
How y'all doing tonight? I was looking to hire a fellow named Keegan Allen. He's currently at the Flackman Police Department. Wishing to hire him part-time, $15 an hour like our other part-time people. We're having a lot of trouble getting part-time help, and the people we do have are busy with other jobs and stuff, so he'd be a tremendous asset to us. Good drug screen, the psych test was good, spoke with the supervisors, highly recommended. We was actually going to try to hire him full-time, but they gave him a raise to stay where he was at in Blackman, so he'd have been a good catch for us. But he grew up in Brule, graduated Brule High School, real good young man.
What's the name again?
Keegan Allen.
Is this to
certified and everything? Everything checks out good with him.
And this is going to take up some of the time left from.
It saves him having to pay overtime. But we first try to go through the part time folks first.
Right, since we lost Dave.
Yeah, it gets expensive when we got to get somebody time and a half to cover a shift like that. So it helps us out in the long run. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Any other questions? I don't think so. All right, Recreation Committee update on St. James Square Park. I emailed everybody the schedule that Tipton and Associates sent out. I got it from them today. She's going to give us a monthly update on the process as the park goes on. We are working on the appraisal for the little triangle. Hopefully we'll get that in the next day or two.
Yeah.
So
they may need to push that first category through April.
Yeah.
Give us some. Okay. If we get the appraisal before next Monday, y'all can decide what will be the upper thing.
Okay.
And so give us time to get all that back and.
So anyway,
Ty, does she have power of attorney on the prop? So she gonna have to. Contact all the rest of them?
I'll contact them. That'll be part of my letter writing.
You say there's about 50 of them?
No. But there's a good 20 to 25.
Good luck.
Yeah, hopefully we get that moving. And
I got their all their addresses.
Well, can't you send a letter that that if it comes back to you, that's.
No, if we become a part owner of it,
you can utilize the partition process.
Okay. We're working on it.
We're working on it. That bypasses the...
Gotcha. So I also talked to her about utilities. There's three poles on that piece of property. We're going to try to relocate across, move them on the north side of Main Street. And that could give us some issues. We have to get with Entergy, which they're good with it, AT&T, Cox, and then the landowners across the street. So that's going to be the process this week. Hopefully I can get some answers from those guys on how we can move on some utility poles. And it's only the three right in the middle. We're going to move them across the street to open up spots. The other two on each corner in that conglomeration of poles and guide wires in the triangle, there's nothing we can do with that. And Tuji said that has to stay, and they can't bury them. They can't do anything with them. It's just going to have to stay. So
it's a function of curve
and
the road.
Yeah, it's the combination of a bunch of stuff.
That's moving the location of the pavilion a little bit, huh?
No, not really.
Not really?
Not really. It just, it's more aesthetics than anything else. You know, instead of a big guy wire up in the back. That's kind of my update on the park. Any questions on that? Police committee. We put this underneath police committee. During our Municode transition, we discovered that one of our ordinances had the school speed zones were 20 miles an hour.
It's so, an old ordinance. It's been that way since 95.
And it's old. It's
just,
and
we just never caught it.
Right, and we didn't catch it. And I think, Tom, we came up with an idea this week. Does a state highway have anything to do with our ordinance? So.
But.
But North LeBove, we have to change it now. Because I was thinking that the service road and the river road are both state highways, so the ordinance didn't really come into play, I guess. But North LeBove.
North LeBove state.
Is state also?
Yeah.
So.
North LeBove is not South LeBove.
It's South LeBove from St. Francis out is where it's state, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's outside the school zone.
Right. So anyway, we need to change our ordinance to 25 in the school speed limit. It's just, I think we said 25 years ago it was in there. So
it's been that way since 95. That was the last time that ordinance was changed. It predates me by 11 years.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to change that, and we'll introduce that ordinance at our Monday night meeting, if that's all right. Just glad it was on the other direction. I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
From Main South to State Highway, so the school zone is covered. It's not from St. Francis South. It's from
Main South.
Main South.
Oh, is it Main?
Yeah, Main Street is the state highway.
I thought it was St. Francis.
Francis Street is not a state highway.
Yep.
No, St. Francis.
I know that. I thought it was from the St. Francis Street back toward.
When they redid all that.
They did the state highway.
So we still need to change it to 25? I mean, to match the state? I think that would be a smart thing to do. If for some reason we get a school zone somewhere on our streets? Or do we even need to have it?
We do have a school zone on our street at the little... It starts park.
Starts on St. Francis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So we need to change it then. All right. Governmental Affairs Committee? I don't think we have anything. Other matters, I'm not aware. Mayor's report, we talked power, we talked to Parish picking up trash. As I'm sure everyone knows, shots are more plentiful for the COVID vaccines are more plentiful, so you fall in that category. The health unit.
The health unit is working well.
The health unit.
The Parks and Recreation,
right.
Helping them.
Works really well. And then Walgreens, and I think I read Daniels and Noah's are doing vaccinations too here in town, so call them and see if you can get in. We will have a moment of silence for Mr. Arlen, who used to sit in that back chair back there at every town meeting. He passed away this week. He was very active in our water board. He was the water board guru. Some other sad news, Eric Cokie in our sewer department lost a son this week. He was 21, is that correct?
No, he was 28 or
28. So if you see Eric, give him the condolences. The signs installed on the south side, we talked about that. Nuisance letters, we've probably got 15 out, 12 out, Shane.
There's a bunch.
We're getting some action on a few of them. Mr. Bynum cleaned up a little bit. We're continuing to work on that property. Some junk cars promised to be moved. Some houses promised to be torn down, so we're working on some nuisance. We have a spreadsheet in the office if you want to see who's where and where we stand. As Roy said, we're meeting with Toby this week on the drainage zone by Venzul that we talked about, and hopefully we'll have some answers from Toby on what our next step should be. Remarks of personal privilege? Yes, sir.
Last month, y'all had something on the agenda to change the employee manual. What happened?
We had a whole bunch of stuff that we weren't ready on for that, so we need to go. We were going through the whole employee manual to do it all at once rather than just. I'm sorry?
It's coming back.
Yes, instead of nitpicking just one or two things,
right.
We figured we'd go through the whole employee manual and adopt it all at once.
Just for your information, I'm on the groundwater commission and they needed an employee manual, so I sent them ours. So we stole it from CRPC, so you know.
Yeah.
Game was going to do a name change from Bruley to the groundwater commission. We did a name change from CRPC to Temple Bruley, so it's making its rounds, but it's very thorough. It really is.
Yeah, there's just a couple things that we need to update based on the way we do business now, and we just didn't have them all up to date yet. So, anybody else?
No, can we start at Bechtel Town Flag Projects? We've got our welcome to Bruley.
Put them
back
there on a pole. Yep, we can work on that. We can get a flag and then get a design and get it adopted and put it up. Yep.
Elaine and I were discussing about the LA1 South. Do you have anything to share on that?
Overlay? I was told late February, early March. Here we are in early March, so hang on. It's just a matter of time. I don't know the exact date when they're going to start. But I talked to Jason Manola, and he told me late February, early March. Now, Dow is still paying for Entergy to raise lines, so you'll see some energy trucks and utility trucks. They're still doing some of that work. Whether that's holding up the project or not, I can't answer. You know, we were told it was grinding, remember? And once grinding was over, they were going to start. So I'm hoping to see something pretty soon.
I'll read something to explore the blacking.
And come back this way?
And come back this way.
Maybe so, I haven't
Bellevue,
heard.
Because they stole my, they stole at the Bellevue, go back this way.
I'll see if I can get some information for Monday night, Rusty. And if I can get something, I'll let you know. All right, Mr. Jason? No? All right, anything else? Announcements, I don't have any. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move
by Mr. Daigle.
Second
by Mr. Tossin. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.